More than 320,000 Nevadans participated in yesterday's primaries to decide which candidates will move on to the November general election ballot. To help us break down some of those results, KUNR's Paul Boger joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Paul. Glad you could be here after a late night.
As always, Bree, I'm happy to do it.
Let's talk about the statewide races. Were there any surprises?
No, I can't say there were. As expected, Republican Attorney General Adam Laxalt will face Democratic Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak for governor. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Dean Heller is facing a challenge from Congresswoman Jackie Rosen. Now, neither of those races are surprising. Perhaps Sisolak's victory over his opponent, Christian Kiliani, may be a little shocking, but honestly, he had more money, more name recognition, and when it came down to it, talking to voters yesterday, a lot of them thought he had a better chance at beating Laxalt in the general election. As far as other statewide races, to put it simply and in the interest of time, if you heard of them, they probably won.
So no big surprises down ticket either.
Well, I think the biggest surprise in the entire primary election in the state comes in the form of an assembly race down in Nye County. Infamous Nevada brothel owner Dennis Hoff was able to knock off three-term incumbent James Oscarson. This was a particularly bitter contest on both sides, and it featured a lot of attack ads, and many of them in the form of billboards, for months. And the reason I find this so surprising is that this isn't the first time the two of them have been on a ballot together. In 2016, Hoff ran against Oscarson, but as a Libertarian, and in that election, Oscarson won by more than 60% of the vote. Now Hoff will face Democrat Licia Romanoff in a district that swings pretty hard to Republicans, so it's very likely he'll be in the Assembly next February.
What about some of the other legislative races? Congress, perhaps?
Yeah, in CD2, Republican incumbent Mark Amaday handily beat his opponent, perennial candidate Sharon Engel, by roughly 32,000 votes. On the flip side, Democrats had a much closer race, and that's mostly because no one knew who these people were. Clint Coble, a former USDA administrator, edged out Patrick Fogarty by less than 3 points. Now, in Southern Nevada, we'll have a repeat of the 2014 election in Congressional District 4, which is essentially the central part of the state. Former Democratic Congressman Stephen Horsford will have to campaign against his ouster and former Republican Congressman Crescent Hardy in Congressional District 3, which is the southernmost point of the state. Las Vegas businessman Danny Tarkanian won the Republican primary down there for the second time in a row. If you recall, Tarkanian was flirting with the idea that he would run against Heller for the U.S. Senate. He was actually talked out of that by none other than President Trump himself, who asked Tarkanian via Twitter if to run for CD3 instead. We'll see if that tacit endorsement helps him in the long run. And as for Congressional District 1, Democrat Dina Titus, she won.
Let's turn our attention a little closer to home and talk about local races.
Absolutely. So we should say that the city of Sparks is getting a new mayor. Popular incumbent Gino Martini is retiring due to health concerns, and now it appears Sparks City Councilman Ron Smith will take his place. Smith won because he was able to get more than 50% of the vote yesterday, and in Sparks, that's enough to get you the seat, even if it's a primary election. In Reno, the rules require a runoff. If they didn't, Hillary Sheevy would be sitting pretty right now because she was able to garner 62% of the vote last night. Her closest challenger was Eddie Lorton, who got 18%. They'll face off against each other in November. On the county level, incumbent Washoe County Commissioners Democrat Kitty Jung and Republican Bob Lucy won their respective races, and political newcomer Democrat Lindsey Judd beat Greg Smith in the District 5 primary. For Washoe Sheriff, there's a runoff between Darren Balaam, who got 45% of the vote last night, and Heidi Howe, who got 25%.
So we've talked a lot about results. Quickly, as we're running out of time here, we saw a fairly good turnout. So what does that tell us about the general election?
Well, it tells us a couple things. First, there's a heightened awareness of the political landscape that we haven't seen in years. The difference between votes cast in the Republican governor's race and the Democrats' races were only about 3,000. So if this trend continues, this is going to be a long and brutal campaign season. Second, this was a primary in a midterm election, and turnout was fairly high among Democrats. These types of elections typically favor Republicans because they always turn out to vote. So again, if the trend continues, that might bode well for Democrats on November 6th.
Paul Boger is a senior reporter for KUNR. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Bree.